for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2016 Labor Day Deliverance Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Saturday evening, September the 3rd, 2016. Jeremy Gee is the speaker of the service teaching on the fruit of pride. This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
I said, well, honey, I'd marry you all over again. And he went, you would? I said, yeah, where do you think I got all the material for this seminar? He did not appreciate it. Not only, you know what life's experience is. Lord, how do I overcome this? What do you want me to do? Lord, he won't forgive me. What do you want me to do? You know, just asking the Lord. And he told me I didn't love him so many times. One day I said, you know, Lord, maybe he's right. Maybe I don't. Maybe I don't know what it is to love anybody. Have you ever thought that about yourself? God help us. He wants us to love. Love is the new covenant is fulfilled when we walk in love.
Amen.
Love covers a multitude of sins. If you're like me, you can look back and think, you know, I should have been more loving. But you know what? If you have people that you've loved that have been, they're in heaven, not here anymore. You can't talk to the dead, but you can say, Lord, would you please ask my husband to forgive me? Would you please tell my mother I'm sorry for disrespecting her? Lord, would you please tell my dead child or the children I've aborted, would you please tell them I'm sorry? And Randy led you in that prayer earlier. It's tremendously healing because it's putting everything on God. And pride gets us turned over to a depraved mind, or another way of saying it is Alzheimer's. That's one of the roots of Alzheimer's, maybe not the only one. In Romans 1, verse 22, verse 32, it says, professing to be wise, that's pride, they became fools and exchanged the glory of the incorruptible God for an image in the form of corruptible man and of birds and four-footed animals and crawling creatures. Therefore, God gave them over in their lust of their hearts to impurity, and that their bodies might be dishonored among them. For they exchanged the truth of God for a lie and worshiped the creature instead of the Creator, who is blessed forever. For this reason, God gave them over to degrading passions. For their women exchanged the natural function for that which is unnatural. And they did not see fit to acknowledge God any longer, so God gave them over to a reprobate or depraved mind. And this is one of the roots to Alzheimer's. You know, if we ever start going backwards instead of forward, that's what happens. Because if we're going backwards instead of forward with the Lord, we're exchanging the truth of God for a lie, worshiping the creature rather than the Creator. And I've seen this so many times with people that say they love the Lord, but they quit overcoming. We either overcome or we get overcome. And it's a lifelong process of overcoming. And we all have to do it because the promises of God are to the overcomer. Another cause of Alzheimer's is when your mate controls you. Controls you so much that you can't even open the cabinet that they're not there to control. You get up to where you don't even, you're like Edith Bunker. Because you're controlled. Being filled with all unrighteousness, wickedness, greed, evil, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, malice. They're gossips, slanderers, haters of God, insolent, arrogant, boastful, inventors of evil, disrespectful to parents, without understanding, untrustworthy, unmerciful. And though they know the ordinance of God, that those who do such things are worthy of death, they not only do the same, but give hearty approval to those who practice them. Alcoholism, deception, lust, gluttony, discontentment and pride go hand in hand. Habakkuk 2, verse 5 says, furthermore, wine betrays the haughty man, so he doesn't stay at home. The Bible says that love is not arrogant. Love is patient, according to 1 Corinthians 13, verse 4. Love is patient, love is kind, and not jealous. Love does not boast, nor is it arrogant, or doesn't brag, nor is it arrogant. Pride causes us to be cut off and rejected. The word cut off means rejected. Leviticus 23, verse 29 says, if there's any person that will not humble himself on that day, he will be cut off from his people. Humility will revive and strengthen the heart. So have you ever heard the scripture, proud heart, haughty heart, arrogant heart? Psalms 69, verse 33 says, the humble have seen it and are glad. You who seek the Lord, let your heart revive. Psalms 10, verse 17. O Lord, thou hast heard the desire of the humble. Thou wilt strengthen thy heart, for thou wilt incline thine ear. Pride causes us to be scattered. In Luke 151 says, he scatters all those who are proud in the thoughts of their heart. Pride can be the cause of leprosy. You know, speaking of Uzziah in 2 Chronicles 26, it says that when he became strong, his heart was proud, and he acted corruptly, and he was unfaithful to the Lord his God. And then it went on and said that he took a censer in the temple when he wasn't supposed to. He was angry and enraged at the priest, and leprosy broke out on his forehead. Pride can open us up to sickness. Hezekiah, in 2 Chronicles chapter 3, Hezekiah gave no return for the benefit he received because his heart was proud. Therefore, wrath came on him and on Judah and Jerusalem. Destruction comes because of pride. The Lord will tear down the house of the proud. Proverbs 15, verse 2. Verse 25, I'm sorry. Baldness and other maladies is because of pride. It's a wonder I have a hair in my head, believe me. Isaiah chapter 3, verse 16 says, moreover, the Lord said, because the daughters of Zion, the church members, are proud and walk around with heads held high and seductive eyes and go along with mincing steps and ankle bangles on their feet, he goes on to say he'll pluck out the scalp of the daughters of Zion. And here are the benefits of humility, that God will regard us. He regards the humble. In Psalms 138, verse 6, for though the Lord is exalted, yet he regards the lowly, but the haughty he knows from afar. If we humble ourselves, the word says he'll exalt us. James 4:10 says, humble yourself in the presence of the Lord, and he will exalt you. Other benefits for humbling yourself is you'll inherit the land. Psalm 37, verse 3 says, wait for the Lord and for his way, and he can keep his way, and you will be exalted to inherit the land, and the wicked will be cut off from it. You'll receive honor. Proverbs 4, verse 8 says, if we prize wisdom, she will exalt you. She will honor you if you embrace her. Say to wisdom, you're my sister, and understanding, you're my intimate friend. Your prayers will go answered. 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people humble themselves and pray and seek my face, turn from their wicked way, I will hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land. Salvation and liberty comes when we humble ourselves. Job 22, verse 29 says, when you're cast down, you will speak with confidence, and the humble person he will save. Another benefit is that God teaches us his way and leads us in justice. Psalms 25, verse 9 says, he leads the humble in justice and teaches the humble his way. You'll have prosperity. Psalms 37:11, "Be humble, but the humble will inherit the land and will delight himself in abundant prosperity." Mm-hmm. "We'll have wisdom." Proverbs 1:11, verse 2 says, "When pride comes, then comes dishonor, but with the humble there's wisdom." We'll have God's attention. Some of you who are attention getters and have to have attention because your mother and daddy didn't give you attention. Some of you had too much attention from your parents. Others didn't have enough. But God watches you all the time. You always have his attention. Isaiah 66 verse 2 says, "For my hand made all these things, thus all these things came into being, declares the Lord. But to this one I'll look, to him who is humble and contrite of spirit and who trembles at my word." Lord, make us tremble at your word. Put the fear of God on us, Lord. Increase our fear of God. Another thing is you'll be hidden in the day of judgment. Zephaniah 2 verse 3 says, "Seek the Lord, you who humble the humble of the earth, you who have carried out his ordinances. Seek righteousness, seek humility. Perhaps you'll be hidden in the day of the Lord's anger." And of course, in Revelation, it tells you that if you, I can't quote the scripture, I'm not bringing it to my mind, Lord, but it talks about if we persevere, that we will miss. Somebody read, Carol, will you read Revelation? Are you familiar with the scripture in Revelation? I think it's Revelation 3. Does anybody? It has to do with the overcoming. Read it to me. You'll be kept from the day. It says you'll be kept from. I'm sorry, I shouldn't have even brought it up. Does anybody know that scripture? It's either in Revelation 2 or Revelation 3. I'll keep him. He who perseveres.
"He that overcomes, the saints shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but will confess his name before my Father and before his angels."
No, that's not it, but that's a good one.
That's a good one.
That's good.
Revelation 3:5.
See, if I could read my paper Bible, I could find it immediately.
"One who overcomes, I will make a pillar in the temple of my God."
Keep reading. That's not it, but that's good too.
"And I will come out of it, and I will write on him the name of my God, the name of the city of my God."
That's good.
"Whoever is overcomes, to be overcome."
White stone.
2:26 says, "He that overcometh the people of my works
under
the head, to him will I give power."
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, that's good, really good. Power over the nations. And you know what? They're going to come against us, right?
3:21 says, "To him that overcomes will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I overcame and sat down with my Father in his throne."
That's good, too. That's not it, but that's good. Carla, have you found anything? Anyway.
Too many.
It's in 2 or 3. Going, going, going. Okay. What does it say? 2:2. No, that's not it. It has to do with overcoming. Okay, you have it?
I think. Chapter 3, verse 5. "He that overcometh the same shall be clothed in white raiment." Is that already been read?
No, that's not it. It's about persevering. I'll keep him from the I'll keep him from the hour of testing that's going to come upon the whole earth.
Yes.
That's it.
Yes.
I'll keep him from the hour of testing that's going to come upon the whole earth. Hallelujah. And let me tell you, the hour of testing is coming. So we have to persevere. And you know, don't be discouraged if you think your clay's still full of junk. Just keep it on the potter's wheel, and it's his job to take out the junk, not yours. But it's a picture. You know, if I say obey the Lord, you think about turning the potter's wheel. But the potter does all the work. All the clay does is rest on the potter's wheel. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, so if I'm as submitted as I know how to be, and my clay's still full of lots of junk, if I stay yielded, it's the potter's job to take the junk out. He requires one thing of me, and that's to stay under his control. Through submission to his lordship. That's encouraging.
Yes.
You can't change yourself. Only God can change you. It's all by His grace. And if you're trying to turn the potter's wheel, you're legalistic. If you get on the potter's wheel, you're abiding in Christ and you'll produce much fruit. But you have to deny yourself to stay on the potter's wheel. And you'll have a refuge. He is our refuge and strength, a very present help in time of trouble. I'll not fear the arrow that flies by day. He's my refuge, my strength. Though the mountains crumble and fall into the sea, I'll not fear, but He's my refuge. You will have rest for your soul. Take His yoke upon your neck and learn from Him. And that's a picture of staying on the potter's wheel. Walking in the Spirit, dying to your flesh, being on the potter's wheel, presenting your body to God as a living sacrifice, or just other names for being under the Lordship of Jesus. Fully surrendered. Your heart will be revived. You'll be preserved. You know, the word salvation in the Greek means salvation, healing, deliverance, preservation, and to be made whole. That's all in salvation. It's easy for us to believe we're saved, but it's hard for us to believe healing, deliverance, preservation, and to be made whole. So today, Lord, pray with me. Not only have I already received you as my Savior, but today I receive you as my healer, my preserver, my deliverer, and the one who makes me whole. Right now I'm all strung out, but you will make me whole because I present my body to you, Lord, as a living sacrifice. I yield to you. I humble myself. I come under your control. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. You'll have blessings. Isaiah 40, verse, we're almost through, 4 says, how blessed is the man who makes the Lord his trust and who has not turned to the proud or to those who lapse into falsehood. You'll receive greater grace. James 4, 6, but he gives greater grace. The Lord says he's opposed to the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. And God will be on your side. If he's for you, who can be against you? You don't have to worry about ISIS. You don't have to worry about Ebola. You don't have to worry about the terrorists. You don't have to worry about protesters. You don't have to worry about all these evil people that are being paid off for doing all those things. And the one world order is behind all of it because they want us to have a one world government. God, we need you to stay your judgment in Jesus' name and have mercy on us. First Peter 5 says, you younger men, likewise, be subject to your elders, and all of you clothe yourself with humility toward others, for God is opposed to the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Hallelujah. Okay, why don't you stand up and ask the Lord if you're proud? And then repent if you think you're not. Lord, in Jesus' name, my husband used to say, you're just humble and proud of it. Lord, in Jesus' name, I ask for the truth that sets me free. What do I need to repent of, Lord? Thank you for the gift of repentance. Thank you for the conviction of sin. Thank you for the truth that sets me free. Thank you that you sent your word to heal me. Thank you, Jesus, that you're the word. And just repent of everything that the Lord shows you and then sit down and we'll do group deliverance. Lord, I ask you to forgive me for conceit, for superiority in my talents, beauty, wealth. God, forgive me for elevating myself, exalting myself. Forgive me for distancing myself from people, having contempt of others. Lord, forgive me for rudely treating people. Forgive me for nitpicking others. Forgive me for being overconscious of how I look. Forgive me for timidity and shyness. Not wanting to be noticed. Lord, forgive me for vanity. For being a lover of pleasure, being showy and gaudy, being more concerned with my outward appearance than my heart issues. Forgive me for pride, arrogance, haughtiness, egotism, scoffing. Forgive me for exalting myself, having contempt of others, nitpicking others, looking for the fault in others, comparing myself to others. Forgive me, Lord, for promoting myself, protecting myself. Forgive me for fleshly confidence. You want me to have confidence in what you said. You want me to see myself the way you see me. God, forgive me for thinking you're always mad at me because my parents were mad at me. Forgive me for unreasonable confidence in your favor. Lord, I ask you in Jesus' name, forgive me for disdaining others, having a high opinion of myself, being lofty and arrogant, dictatorial, lofty, pompous, full of hot air. Forgive me for being overbearing, having an air of contempt, and a haughty walk. Forgive me for not denying myself and taking up my cross to follow you. Lord, you said that you see me from afar when I'm haughty. So forgive me, Lord. Lord, in Jesus' name, forgive me for pretending, denial, lying, covering up for others, covering up for myself. Forgive me for having a religious spirit. Lord, forgive me for being competitive, refusing to take accountability. Forgive me for blaming others, putting other people down, nitpicking other people, criticizing, judgmentalness. Lord, forgive me for judging people. Lord, I want you to show me all the logs in my own eye so I can remove them. Forgive me for perfectionism, thinking I have to perform to be loved. God, forgive me for refusing to make it right, refusing to admit I'm wrong. Forgive me for refusing to say I'm sorry, treating other people like they're beneath me. Forgive me for unbelief and doubt and rebellion. Lord, forgive me for trying to change things to suit me. Forgive me for always having to have my way. Forgive me for being ashamed of my position in life. Lord, forgive me for thinking that I have to do it myself. Forgive me for being a show-off, wanting to be noticed. Forgive me for not wanting to be noticed. God, forgive me for false prophecy. Forgive me, Lord, for prophesying in the flesh. Maybe because I want attention. I ask you to forgive me. Lord, forgive me for speaking out when I should be quiet and being quiet when I need to speak out. Forgive me for making vows. Forgive me for wanting to be seen in the best of everything. Forgive me for vanity. Forgive me for thinking my way's better. Forgive me for competing with others. Forgive me for selfish ambition, not being willing to go with the flow. Forgive me for not wanting to submit to authority. Thank you that I don't have to submit to demons in authority, but only as unto you. Lord, forgive me for thinking that I know more than other people. Forgive me for thinking I'm the best. Forgive me for the pride of thinking I'm the worst. When you said that I'm your workmanship, fearfully and wonderfully made. Lord, forgive me for doing what seems best to me, not being considerate of others, not walking in love, Forgive me for hating each other. Thinking that I'm no good. Forgive me for thinking I'm too good. Forgive me for treating other people that like they're beneath me. Forgive me for being prejudiced and partial, showing partiality to others, having a hard heart, thinking I don't need anybody. I break that vow in the name of Jesus. Lord, forgive me for making idols out of people. Forgive me for being annoyed at all. Always having an answer, even if it's wrong. Forgive me for refusing to receive prayer. Forgive me for not wanting other people to know what I'm really like. Not being transparent. Forgive me for having to do everything myself because I think I do it better. Forgive me for wanting others to think I'm already healed and perfect. Forgive me, Lord, for refusing certain friendships. Forgive me for being a gossip. Thinking, never mind, I'll do it myself. Forgive me for having an I'll show you attitude. Forgive me for trusting myself. Forgive me for rationalizing my sin, justifying my sin. Forgive me for turning to myself for protection, self-protection. Forgive me for defending myself, being too loud or too quiet. Forgive me for talking too much, excessive talking, always talking about myself. Forgive me for being argumentative, boasting, wanting to be honored. Forgive me for feeling insecure, so I try to change things up to make myself look right. Forgive me for trying to prove I'm right. Forgive me for accusing others, holding unforgiveness, being fearful and angry, not walking in faith. Forgive me for unbelief and doubt, having to always be on top. I ask you to forgive me for the lie that I have to always be the underdog on the bottom. Lord, you said I've been raised to sit with you in heavenly places far above principalities and powers. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I humble myself before you. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I yield to you and ask you to strengthen my heart. I ask you to make me a humble person. I ask you to get all the devil out of me. In the name of Jesus. Lord, forgive me for walking in pride. Forgive me for trusting myself, trusting substances. Forgive me for performance, perfectionism, legalism, trusting substances to instead of dealing with my pain. I wanted to drug myself up so I would forget my problems. Forgive me for being in unreality and fantasy. Lord, I ask you to forgive me for not turning my foot from evil. I ask you to remove the foot of pride from me. Forgive me for the pride of mouth problems. Lord, forgive me for the pride that would cause me to have neck problems. Forgive me for not listening to my father's instruction and forsaking my mother's teaching so I can have a graceful wreath on my head and your ornaments about my neck. Forgive me for transforming your ornaments into ornaments of pride and the images of my abominations. Lord, I ask in Jesus' name that you forgive me for not listening to my father's instruction, not listening to you, not listening to my mother or dad. And Lord, I forgive my mother and dad that what they had to say was not worth listening to. I forgive them, Lord. Forgive me for not honoring my mother and father. Forgive me for promising myself that when I get out of this house, life's going to be different. And Lord, it's not been different. I ask you to stop the reaping process as I repent of my sin, Lord. In Jesus' name, I ask you to take off this pride necklace that's caused my eyes to bulge out with fatness, with glaucoma, and eye problems. Lord, forgive me for not being meek like Moses, humble like Moses, so that my eye would not be dim and my strength would not be abated. Forgive me for having haughty eyes and a proud heart, an arrogant heart, a boastful heart, a heart trained in greed. Lord, forgive me for pride that would cause heart problems. Forgive me for walking in anger that would be a root of heart problems. Forgive me for a pride that's caused blindness to my eyes. Forgive me for pride that's caused me to stumble and fall. Manifesting and scoffing. Forgive me for apostasy, spiritual drunkenness. I ask you to remove it, Lord. You said to be sober for the purpose of prayer. Forgive me for vanity. Taking pride in appearance rather than heart. Forgive me for wandering from your commandments. Being accursed. Forgive me for plotting against the righteous. And I forgive those that have plotted against me. Forgive me for strife and contention. Bitter. Forgive me for bitter jealousy and selfish ambition. Forgive me for being arrogant and lying against the truth. Forgive me for exchanging the truth of God for a lie and worshiping the creature rather than the Creator. Forgive me for not overcoming and allowing myself to be overcome. Father, in the name of Jesus, forgive me for degrading passions, exchanging the natural function for that which is not natural. Forgive me for not seeing fit to acknowledge you any longer, which would cause you to give me over to a depraved mind, dementia, mental problems, mental illness, stupor. Forgive me, Lord, for unrighteousness, wickedness, greed, evil, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, malice, gossip, slander, hater of God, insolent, arrogant, inventor of evil, disobedience to parents, without understanding, being untrustworthy, unloving, unmerciful, and Lord, even giving hearty approval to those who practice such things. I ask you to forgive me in Jesus' name. And Lord, I realize that all this, a lot of stuff is coming down on me through the generations. Everything I've confessed, Lord, pray with me. I take accountability for whatever happened to me in the loins of my forefathers, of everything I've confessed this whole weekend, in Jesus' name. I ask you to start with Adam and Eve and let your cleansing blood flow down through my bloodline, washing away any ground Satan's had in my life through anything I have confessed this weekend. And I break generational curses, soul tie curses, cultural curses in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, I command every demonic power to leave now in Jesus' name. I break soul ties with my forefathers. I sever every cord of control linking their souls to my soul. I call back my soul and human spirit from them, cleansed, sanctified, and made whole by the blood of Jesus. I send back their souls and spirits to them. I exchange their image for the image of Christ in Jesus' name. I command the image of the beast to go. I command Leviathan to go. I break the power. Lord, I forgive me for letting Satan be king over me. In Jesus' name, I command you to go now. In the name of Jesus, I humble myself. I yield to you. I get on the potter's wheel. I come under control. I come under your yoke. Lift your hands. Lord, I ask you to let your yoke from heaven come down and yoke my neck. I break off yokes of pride, ornaments of pride. I break off every necklace of pride, stubbornness, stiff neck. Leave now in Jesus' name. I break your power in the mighty name of Jesus. Come out, attention-getting spirits. Out
in Jesus' name. Haughtiness, scoffing spirits, come out. Nitpicking, criticism, judgmentalism, come out now in Jesus' name. We break your power. Take a breath and blow them out in Jesus' name. Come out in the name of Jesus. We break your power in the mighty name of Jesus. Rebellion, you come out. Lucifer, come out. Abaddon, Apollyon, come out in Jesus' name. I break the power of Baphomet in Jesus' name. Come out in the name of Jesus. Leviathan, Python, Dagon, Jezebel, come out. Ahab, come out in Jesus' name. Timidity, shyness, haughtiness, unbelief, doubt, lies, lying, greed, selfishness, come out in Jesus' name. Arrogance, boastfulness, drunkenness, addiction, I break every addiction off of every life in Jesus' name. Craving for drugs, craving for alcohol, I command that craving to go. Lord, I take them out from under unlawful authority. I bring them under your authority. I take them out of that place where they're the law in arouses in them sinful passions. I take them out of that place. I bring them under your refuge, God, in Jesus' name. Praise you, Lord. Bless you, Lord. I break the power of fear. Fear of man. Fear of failure. Fear of going without drugs. Fear of man. I break your power. Fear of being blamed. Fear of being confronted. Fear that I'm never going to change. I break the power of fear. Torment. I break your power. Dread. I break your power. All spirits that came into idolatry, come out now in Jesus' name. I break your power over every life in Jesus' name. You come out of our kids too. All of our children that are not even here, come out now in Jesus' name. We break your power in the mighty name of Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, God. Praise you, God. All anger, bitterness, hatred, murder, judgmentalism, critical spirits, gossip spirits, come out now in Jesus' name. All spirits of sexual deviation, all spirits of bestiality, homosexuality, drug addiction, I break your power. All adultery, fornication, come out now in Jesus' name. All sensuality, come out. All lust spirits, come out. In Jesus' name, we break your power in the mighty name of Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Bless you, Lord. Bless you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. When you feel released, lift your hands and sing with me. Praise you, Lord. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Your name is wonderful. Your name is wonderful. Your name is wonderful. Jesus, my Lord. You are the mighty King, Master of everything. Your name is wonderful. Jesus, my Lord. Now, Lord, I just loose on them humility. I loose on me humility. Lord, I just command all eye problems to go. In the name of Jesus, all blindness, failing eyes, foresightedness, nearsightedness, astigmatism, cataracts, glaucoma, macular degeneration of the eye has to go now. All sickness, all cancer, all disease, all infirmity, all chlamydia, all syphilis, all gonorrhea, all AIDS, HIV, AIDS, viruses come out now in Jesus' name. All sickness, distress, disease, infirmity has to come out. And Lord, thank you that you sozoed me when you saved me. In Jesus' name. Amen. Bless you. Lord, fill me. Lord, fill me with love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, self-control. Baptize me with your Holy Ghost power. In Jesus' name, amen. I love you. Lord, give us a good night's rest. Let us feel like we slept 100 hours. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.